up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 19 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the East Mills Community School District, and we have the opportunity and real pleasure to visit with Lindsay Franklin. Ms. Franklin, the teammates director,
yeah,
is that correct?
Program coordinator.
Program coordinator and social skills teacher.
Yes.
Okay. Where do we want to start with that? First off, thank you for coming by. It's nice to visit and nice to meet you.
Yes.
A real pleasure. We have a couple of extra special guests with us this morning. We have Logan and Parker with us this morning. Good morning, guys. They're being very quiet.
They're up very early this morning.
just a real pleasure to have you all here in the studio. So first, how long have you been in education? And why education? Why did you choose education?
I have been an educator for, I think, 12 years. Started in education, obviously because I love kids, and just really enjoy seeing them grow and develop as people. I kind of struggled in school, and so I had some great teachers that helped me along, and so that just really inspired me to want to help other kids in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. When you were making that journey, how did you choose, I'm going to say elementary education, because that's where you've kind of been, right?
Yeah. I just kind of had more experience with younger kids, and just really did a lot of babysitting, a lot of work at my church with younger kids, and just really got comfortable with that age group. And it's just been a really good fit. I'm just so glad that I chose this career path.
Very cool. So let's talk about teammates, because you are the program director of teammates. So give me the big picture. First off, what's teammates?
So Teammates is a mentoring program. It was started in 1991 by Tom and Nancy Osborne. Nancy actually saw a TV program that inspired her, and Tom went to his football team and was like, hey, does anybody want to be part of this mentoring program that I'm going to start? And he had 22 football players that jumped on board, mentored some middle school boys, and the program just grew from there. It is all across the Midwest. It's in Nebraska and Kansas and Iowa, South Dakota. So it's everywhere in the Midwest. And it has become a huge mentoring program. It is a one-to-one program. So it matches students with one mentor, one adult from the community. They meet for about 30 minutes each week. And they can just,
What ages are we talking about?
So it's third grade through 12th grade.
Okay.
So, and it's open to any student. What I love about Teammates is it's not based on anything. Any student who wants to have a mentor deserves a mentor is what Teammates believes.
And that's
so
it, right?
anybody can be part of it.
Okay. So does the student reach out to the teacher, to the program, or how do they say, I want to be involved in this?
Yeah, it can be a lot of different ways. We have had parents reach out and say, hey, I want my kid involved in this. I've also had some students that come up to me and say, hey, I want to be part of this. Can you get my parents a permission slip?
Mm-hmm.
And then also teachers can nominate. So if a teacher is like, hey, I really feel like this student would be a great fit for a mentor, they can nominate the student. We obviously have to get parent permission at that time.
Right.
But it can go through a lot of different avenues.
Okay. So then if someone on the other side of that, the mentor, what are they? Do they volunteer? Talk to you, talk to the school. How do they become involved?
They can reach out to me or to the school, and we can get them connected. It is open to anybody above 18 in the community. They can become a mentor. They have to go through kind of a training program.
What's that like?
So first they apply online. They have to go through a background check, and references are checked. So teammates make sure that it is a very safe program. Then they do an online training, which is about an hour, and then they do a training piece with me, which is also about an hour, and then they are good to be matched.
That's it.
So, yeah.
So how do you match people? I mean, is there a formula there for matching mentors and mentees?
I try to match based on interests. Teammates kind of likes to get a few interests, But they also recognize that a mentor and a mentee are going to be vastly different from each other in so many ways. And so I try and get a few interests just so they have something to connect on at first, because those first few meetings are a little awkward. But we, you know, we try and do that as best as we can. But sometimes it's, you know, it's just a real growing experience for everybody. You know, they realize, hey, we are very different, and they have to kind of find some common ground.
Let's say, for example, you have a mentor and a mentee that, I don't know, it starts at sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Will they continue through the program then, or how does that work?
Yeah, that is the awesome thing about Teammates, is it, the mentor follows the student clear until they graduate.
Okay.
And so it is, it's a commitment as a mentor. You know, you are obviously committing to, you know, several years, but I love that it's consistency for the student, and it just really gives the student one person that is an advocate for them, that is on their team and just ready to support them.
So what are, so what do you do? Like, as a mentor, if you're talking to mentors, are you, and by the way, are you looking for mentors? Or?
We are always looking for mentors. Believe it or not, this year, we have only had this program for, this is our second year. And so we have seen a big boom just this year in the interest level from students and from mentors. But I am always looking for mentors.
So reach out if they want to do it.
Absolutely.
So what would you do? What would be an example of activities, or what would that look like?
A lot of my mentors really like board games, or Uno is extremely popular.
Oh, Uno is a great game, let me tell you.
Yes, Uno is very popular, but a lot of them play games. I have one mentor that is actually building like a model car with his mentee, because that's just, he realized that his mentee is very interested in building, and so they've been building this model car, which is really cool. They can shoot hoops, they can play games. Some of them just like to chat and just talk.
Yeah.
So,
is there a required minimum as far as the amount of time per week, or is it really kind of up to those, that combo once they get it, once they meet up?
It is about 30 minutes each week, and it is only during the school year, but it is about 30 minutes every week, say 30 to 40. We make it work with the students' schedules and with the mentors' schedules, so we can be pretty flexible. But yeah, about 30 minutes a week.
So not a huge time commitment.
No.
Then. So who's better off before that? I would think it's a win-win situation between the mentor and the mentee.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing to see the benefits for both of them.
Yeah.
The students just walk away happy, and the mentors, I mean, I love seeing the mentors like just try and learn about their mentees, and they just are like, oh, I think I'm going to, you know, try doing this with them next time, because they want to get to know them better.
What if someone, and just from a mentor perspective, if someone wants to do it, but maybe they're a little uncomfortable and they think, eh, I'm not really qualified. I don't know if I'm really the right fit for that. What do you say to that person?
I think that you would be amazed at how much you can bring to a mentee. You know, it's, I have had a couple mentors that come in, they're like, I don't know why I'm doing this, or or they have been kind of, you know, someone has kind of prompted them to do it, and they're like, I don't feel like I'm a good fit for this, but they get into the program and they're like, wow, we are developing this relationship. Anybody can be a mentor, and anybody can just really see the growth in both the mentee and the mentor.
Very cool. We are visiting, by the way, with Lindsay Franklin from the East Mills Community School District, and talking about the Teammates program. We also have with us Parker and Logan with us this morning as well, and they're being fantastic, Ms. Franklin. So thank you. So how would be the proper channel? What's the right thing to do if someone wanted to learn more about it?
Reach out to the school. You can always give the school a call and reach out. Like, you can, I'm the main contact for Teammates, so just reach out and ask for Lindsay Franklin at the school, and they can get you connected.
You can go to East Mills or EM Schools. emschools.org. Make sure you get that, emschools.org. There's a lot of contact information. It's a good place to start there.
And my email is lfranklin@emschools.org, so you can always reach out there.
Very cool. You're also the social skills teacher.
Yes.
Tell me what the, tell me, so I don't, I mentioned off air, when I was in school, we didn't have social skills as an opportunity. What is social skills?
I go into every classroom, pre-K through fifth grade in the elementary, And we work on skills just to interact socially. We focus on kindness. We focus on emotion management, which is a huge piece of, you know, dealing with school, because obviously kids have a lot of different feelings and emotions throughout the day. And so just figuring out how to deal with especially really big feelings. I use a program called Second Step, and it's very interactive for the kids. The kids get to see a lot of video examples and just use a lot of very real world scenarios to kind of practice some social skills. And and we just hope that they carry those things into their lives.
Yeah. Very cool. And every day that you're visiting with the same students, or do you rotate through those classes?
I see every class once a week.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, like today, I'm headed to preschool and to second grade. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
I think you need to expand that to some adults I know.
We could all use social skills.
I know some adults, and I know some other folks that just need a good lesson on social skills.
Yep, agreed.
absolutely. What's the best part about your day?
Seeing the kids. Absolutely. One of my favorite parts is I get to be the greeter at the front door. And so just seeing kids walk in the front door, and most of the time they're smiling, ready to go. But, you know, just greeting them and just seeing them and saying, how was your weekend? How was your day?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So when you're not at school, mm-hmm. helping people with teammates or helping our young folks develop social skills, what do you do for fun? What's fun?
I love to be outside with my family, not so much in the cold, but
it's been
when
a little rough here recently.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we like to spend a lot of time outside. We have a new puppy and she takes up a lot of our energy. So we spend a lot of time outside. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
No better endeavor than being outside, I think. So very cool. So if people can reach out.
Yes.
emschools.org is the website to learn more about becoming a mentor.
Yes.
Or for the mentee, that's really taken care of on the school side of things, right? The kids at school would reach out, that sort of thing.
Right.
Is there a number? I mean, do you want like 5 more, 10 more mentors, or you want to talk to people, right?
So we have a goal with the Teammates National Office to have 20 mentors by the end of the year.
Okay.
I really think we're going to exceed that, honestly. I feel like we have had such big growth. Last year, people really didn't know what Teammates was in our community, but this year, people are interested. They are reaching out. They want to be part of this.
I would think that you would see the results, I mean, as a mentor, and it could be a very positive experience for everybody.
Absolutely.
And you'd want to continue to be involved in that.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yes.
Very good. Who gets the bigger blessing out of that? Maybe the mentor, I'm guessing.
I really feel like that's true.
And it could potentially change someone's life, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. For the mentor or mentee.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on, Ms. Franklin? Have we covered what we need to this morning?
I think so. We do have a Facebook page. It's East Mills Teammates. You can look us up, and we post some events that we do. Last week, we kind of partnered with Sydney's Teammates and did like a free will donation dinner at the basketball game. So we do some events and just some promotion, but you can always check out our Facebook page.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you worked across with other – that's kind of neat. That's new.
Yeah, we do. And we actually have some regional meetings where I get to connect with the other teammates groups in the area. So that's really powerful. That's really good to learn from them.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming over. Logan and Parker, you guys are great. Those social skills are working great, Ms. Franklin. So thank you. Nice to see you guys.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks.
Make it a great day and enjoy your day.
Thanks.
Again, Lindsay Franklin with us this morning, the Teammates Program Director and Social Skills Teacher at East Mills Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update. Here